We are moving forward to Yachatz. Yachatz.
Yachatz, Yachatz.
We take the middle matzah. We will break it. So that now it is poor man's bread. You have a small broken matzah here. And over this, we can recount the Agada. We're about to start Magid. We take the larger half.
We steal it.
And he wants to steal it already. So like I always tell my kids on the Seder, as the Seder is approaching, I always say, I hear we have some Ganovim in the house. Ganovim are thieves. I always tell them, we will have to prepare. You said Sephardim it's pronounced? Oh, yeah, I didn't say that.
Can you explain why
okay.
We do this?
What? Why what?
Why we do this?
What, the Yachatz? The Afikomen?
No,
what, the Karpas? I explained it. I said it's to get the kids to ask.
Only no, bring the
that's the only reason we're doing Karpas. We're doing the meal out of order to pique their interest. So now, we didn't make Amotzi. We're not starting to eat. And yet we do, we're breaking the bread. What's going on here? Now, the next thing you should know is that after we break the matzah, so we put the broken matzah over our shoulder to commemorate how we left Egypt with matzah over our shoulder. So I do this with the kids. I say, Kindalach. You know, Kindalach.
The little chocolate candies.
Children, once upon a time, not so many years ago, we were in this place called Mitzrayim. And when we left, you see, just like this, I had the bread over my shoulder. Now this matzah is very precious to me because this matzah represents everything that happened to us in Mitzrayim. And if someone would steal it from me, then I would give him, I don't know what gift in order to get it back. I don't know what gift. I'd even ask him what he wants. He could get a gift out of me just because I want this. This is so precious to me. And we're going to spend the night wondering if any of you are going to succeed in taking this from me. Just don't lose it, because I need it at the end of the Seder. We're still going to eat this. This matzah commemorates everything. And of course, within about 2 seconds, they're on top of me trying to steal it. And I have to make sure they don't steal it for the next hour. Keep them interested so they're involved in the Seder, right? If they steal it too early, they're going to fall asleep. So it's a game. You know, for part of the game, my wife's on my side, and then she changes forces and starts helping them try to steal it. So I prepare a dummy bag beforehand. I prepare 2 bags that look identical. And at least one dummy bag. And at some point, when the kids aren't looking, I'll slip it into one of their pillows. Because they're never going to check their own pillows. They check my pillow. They check, right? And at some point, I sit there and say, gee, where'd the Afikomen go? Okay, so they're on to me. They know to keep a lookout. But I'm on to them, and I try to keep them busy. Hup! You see? I know. Okay. So, Yachatz, this is where the Seder testing starts getting fun. Now, most of the Agada was compiled in the period of the Mishnah, where they spoke Hebrew. The next paragraph was compiled in the period of the Talmud, where they spoke Aramaic. So it is said in Aramaic. Now, we discussed this already on Monday, so we'll fly through it. Now we have a broken piece of bread, right? Now the matzah becomes poor man's bread. We are now beginning the biblical mitzvah of Magid. If this were the Seder night, this would be the biblical mitzvah. So bear that in mind. We're doing the biblical mitzvah now of recounting the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. So we're going to do that over lachma anya, over poor man's bread, over broken matzah. That's why we broke the matzah before we began. Okay. Halachma anya diachalovatan about the mitzrayim. This poor man's bread that our forefathers ate in the land of Egypt, and we discussed the Ibn Ezra, right, that in Egypt they fed them matzah also, and that the matzah sometimes represents the servitude and sometimes the freedom. Kol dechafin yetevi echol, whoever's hungry is invited to eat. Look at how wealthy we are, how Hashem blessed us. Kol dechafin yetevi sach, whoever needs it can join us for the Pesach. Hashat achal shana babar di Israel. This year we're here, but next year, Israel. Dwek. You heard that? Okay. Who else is going to be in Shmutzlertz this year, Pesach? Wow, next year, yeah, the Shana Ba'a Ba'arad Yisrael. Hashata Avdei, the Shana Ba'a B'nei Chorin. This year we're servants, but next year we should merit to be freemen. And now, what we do is, so traditionally what we do is we clear the table. We make believe the meal is over. This is the last weird thing we're going to do to get the kid to wonder. So today our tables are big and cumbersome, so we don't do that, we just cover it, okay? We just cover it. Sfardim do clear the table?
We take the Seder plate away.
Oh, you take the Seder plate away. So what I do is at this point, I cover the matzah, and I get up, and I tell my wife, thank you, that was delicious. I appreciate all the wonderful food. Kids, let's clear off the table. We'll get ready for benching. And then all the kids go, but Abba, we didn't need anything. I say, really? They say, yeah, what do you mean? And I say, oh, you have good questions. Good, now
walnuts.
We can start.
Walnuts,
right? Not right. And I give out walnuts. I forgot to bring walnuts tonight. Okay.
We have a... This is walnuts.
And
I'm not sure.
I can throw an egg at you if you want. Okay. So we're trying to pique their curiosity. Now... So now we're going to begin the Manishtana. The Manishtana is four different questions that we're going to ask. We're going to ask, first of all, if we're having an offering here to thank Hashem for getting out of Egypt, so a korban tod, the sacrifice, has 40 breads that come with it. Some of them are matzah, and some of them are chametz when you bring the korban tod. So why tonight, if you're celebrating, is there only matzah? Every other night, when you bring a thank you offering, it has chametz and matzah. It's not only matzah. And then we're going to ask, and other nights, you eat all kinds of vegetables. How come tonight, you're so focused on this bitter vegetable? They used to have, even the karpas was a bitter vegetable. How come every other night you don't dip at all before the meal? Tonight, you dipped once, and I see you're getting ready to dip a second time. You got this dip here. And how come all the other nights we sit, sometimes sitting, sometimes reclining? Tonight, everyone's reclining. Okay, welcome back. Do we have a Haggadah for this gentleman? Gentlemen, we have any more Haggadot here? Here, he's passing you one. Just be careful not to get dirty. Okay, and you can grab a cup. Okay, so we'll sing the Manishtana. Customarily, the kids get a real big kick out of singing it. So you got to partition a good half hour to let depending on how many kids you got. Everyone wants to sing the Manishtana. It's not so important, really. The Manishtana is the cop-out for people who don't know how to ask their own questions. But traditionally, we say each word of the Haggadah. I'm just saying this idea that everyone wants to say it. So we say, we'll sing it together. But at your Seder, sometimes this is the highlight. The kids have been preparing for this. This is what the Rebbe's been teaching them. So you got to give them time. Meaning, even though technically, halachically, this is not such a big deal as a part of the Seder. Technically, we say it. It doesn't matter. Everyone at the table says it, just like we say every other part of the Haggadah. But for the children, they've been preparing for this. So one kid wants to translate it into Spanish, and one kid wants to translate it into Yiddish, and one kid wants to say it in English, and one kid wants to say it with his tune, and everyone wants to show that they know how to ask the questions. And fine, for the children, this is a big deal, so we treat it with that interest. We make them feel good about their saying the Manishtana. But from a halachic perspective, technically the Manishtana is not so centerfold. The Manishtana is the cop-out. If you don't know how to ask real questions, so here, I'll give you four to ask. But really, that's okay. So again, as a parent, you don't tell your kid that. You don't say, wonderful, you did a cop-out, right? You say, great, that's amazing, you knew it wonderfully, right? You show them how impressed you are with them. But really, from Allah's perspective, you understand. Okay, so now before we do Manishtana, what we're going to do is we're going to pour an extra cup of wine. That's why the kid's going to start asking questions. What are you doing? You didn't study. What are you pouring another cup of wine? So let's pour our next cup of wine. We refill our glasses.
Should you sing with your children or
however they want? Usually after the children say the Manishtana, then everyone together says the Manishtana. Because we go with the custom that you have to say every word of the Haggadah. We try to say every word. Everyone should try to say every word of the Haggadah. That's what we go with. Later on, we'll discuss the minimum that you could tell your wife to say if she's busy.
No, but what if your guest...
If everyone else is doing it, fine. Yeah, you should try to say every word of Haggadah. You want to pour me, please, sir? Thank you, Akohen. Okay, gentlemen, pour for one another. You need another bottle, we'll open another bottle. So we refill our glasses. And...
Special for you.
Why does a bigger piece go to Afikoman and the smaller piece stay?
Some say, yeah, you want to say?
No, I have another question, but answer that first.
Some say because you want to show that the bigger redemption is yet to come. Others say it's because a poor man never knows what tomorrow will bring. So he has to save a sizable piece for tomorrow.
And so should you try to make them uneven, or should you try to make them even, and whichever way comes bigger? And what if you break them exactly... I mean, the chances are slim, but it can happen, you know?
Yeah, so you don't have to worry about it so much.
On your website, do you have the tunes that you can sing?
Yes.
And the tunes for the questions?
Yes.
Yeah,
in Kiddush.
I'm about
yeah,
7
yeah,
pounds.
Yeah, so she is finished.
I'm going to get it from you. You know,
I know.
I didn't think you'd be so quick, though, the first time. You surprised me.
Every year they end up stealing it from me. Every year, eventually.
Why do we say Yom Shishi in Kiddush when she is finished?
That's a good question for a Thursday night. Let's move forward. It's a good question. Remind me.